from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
In terms of, you guys, right, I see that you guys got shade now in the bleachers, right? I mean, this is pretty amazing now. You need to thank George, Kevin, you know, when you see him, right, and then Ryan, right? That was them getting it done. And what I'm going to do, next thing, I'm going to bring lemonade out there for y'all. So I think you guys will be all set up.
Yeah, as long as, you know, there's some tequila or some vodka there. Come on, Floozy. Hook him up, man.
I appreciate him even joking about it. Like, this is a level of comfort with him that we have not seen. So I'm glad that we're seeing it.
You know how I feel about it. I think he's setting a great example, and I am rooting for Floose 2.0. I hope whatever it is works. Bears training camp underway at Hallis Hall. And Mark Grody's next installment of Training Camp Live is tonight from 6 to 6:30 right here on The Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It is time for our Bears Report with Chris Emma. He is on Twitter at CEmma670. The 670 The Score Bears reporter is with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You can hear the natural sound of practice in the background. What are you seeing, Chris?
What's up, guys? Yeah, no lemonade from the sideline so far. We do have those covers, as Flusa mentioned. They went through a light walkthrough before practice, as they often do, as they typically do. Now done with stretching, and they are moving to the far field. We're going to get some ones versus ones action coming up soon.
Emma, instead of lemonade, wouldn't you prefer that you were closer to watching the practice instead of getting a glass of lemonade from Flusy?
Yeah, I think that would be much preferred. We would take that, but we'll settle for the lemonade. That'll work. When life gives you lemons, etc., why not?
So, since ones versus ones is going to be the thing today, what matchup do you have circled that you're looking forward to?
I know this is a general answer, but really any of those top receivers against any of those top corners. Like, they can mix it up. You can move somebody like a Keenan Allen to the slot or outside. You can have Jalen Johnson against a DJ Moore. However you want to line it up, like, you've got strength on strength. I love what Jalen Johnson said. He said it's like Bama versus Georgia. And what he means by that is you're going up against five stars. You're going up against guys who are on your same level. And it's going to make you better to the point where when you get into those games, you're not facing five stars. You're facing some three stars. You're ready for these guys. Like, they truly believe it, you know, the old expression, iron sharpens iron. They believe that they actually have iron on both sides now. So all that coupled with the fact that you got a young quarterback in Caleb Williams who's working through these things and getting challenged by a really tough defense, it's been great matchups to watch so far.
What have you enjoyed? What individual drills or individuals have caught your eye?
I mean, for me, it's when you get in like the 2-minute, whether it's 7-on-7 or full on 11-on-11, you get Caleb Williams really tested. They had a 2-minute to end practice yesterday. I had Caleb at about 4 of 6 for 40 or so yards. We didn't get the exact count, but look, what you saw was Caleb Williams in a tough situation. He's trying to lead the guys downfield. And you see a lot of the natural things that you wanted to see. Climbing the pocket, understanding where he needs to get to put the ball on the spot. Working with those receivers, those top guys like DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet. Like, you see the natural progressions and growth for Caleb Williams, which is what we've seen on film. It's great to see it now live in person at a fuller speed. They get the full pads this weekend, you know, when you're really going to get a sense of how Caleb Williams can respond to the speed. But Whenever they get in those kind of two-minute situations, it's really something to watch. And so far, so good for Caleb Williams. He looks really comfortable. It's everything that we thought we were going to be seeing from this guy. He looks the part so far.
I know that we have to kind of throw out all the caveats of it's practice, guys are not in pads, no one's going to hit the quarterback. Is there anything that you were looking for with Caleb Williams that you feel like through a few practices, whether we're talking about now or even back into minicamp, you're like, oh, okay, I see why people think that this guy is special?
Yeah, it's the processing I'm looking for. I mean, that was a red flag with Justin Fields the last few years when in practice you could see he's holding onto the ball too long and either he would take a sack, not getting hit, of course, but a play would break down, or he would tuck it and run or throw it away. You could see to the naked eye in practice that Justin Fields was holding on too long and he wasn't processing right. And, man, those warning signs were there throughout the course of the last few camps and actually last year. It's different with Caleb. He's got that processing element. I've talked to people around the league who believe day one for him as a rookie, he will be one of the best processing quarterbacks in the league. It's one of his great strengths and one of the reasons why he's been so successful to this point. So that's a big box to check in training camp where it is different. You're learning a different scheme. You're still building chemistry with the receivers. You're understanding what you're looking at in coverages. And he looks very comfortable with it so far. It comes very natural for him. He's getting the ball out quickly. He's pulling the trigger on throws that Justin Fields wasn't seeing, and he wasn't ready to make that kind of move, and he's hitting them in stride. So it is practice. Yes, that's the caveat. We're going to see a lot more once we get into the preseason and ultimately into week one, but I like what I see so far from Caleb Williams.
How active has Matt Eberflus been around the offense? Have you seen him there? Is he interacting with what's going on that side of the ball?
Yeah, you can catch him when they break into individual drills, moving through different groups, and in particular with the offensive groups. I think it's a big focus on the offensive line. They feel really good about the depth that they have in that spot, and I think for now they are intent on making that a competition. But you can see Eberflus, look, I think one of his great strengths as a head coach is he brings in good assistants for the most part around him, and he trusts these guys. And I think he really trusts these coordinators and them to lead each respective group where he can truly take on that CEO head coach type role and move through different position groups and see what does this group need. In the meeting times, going from one meeting room to the next, kind of bouncing through, letting those assistants lead the group but also understanding what's happening there. So he's very active, and you can see it in practice. I'm looking at him right now, and he's staring off to the quarterbacks in the 7-on-7 work here. So he takes an active role in that.
Let me ask about a decision the Bears seem to have made regarding the future of Tevin Jenkins. Obviously, there are relatively cordial negotiations that are ongoing, but the Bears' decision to tell Jenkins that, look, we'll talk in the bye week, tells me that the message has been sent. Don't get hurt and show that your arrow is pointed up, and then we'll understand how much you're worth, because it's hard to pay a guy who's not on the field.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And look, to that point, when they made that move for Ryan Bates and then ultimately to bring in Coleman Shelton as well, those are contingency plans. The reason why they have this center battle going is more so about the guards than the center. They understand you got availability issues with both Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis. And both of those guys are out there today. They've been out there so far. But those injuries continue to pop up for them. Ryan Bates is your next man up at either guard position. You missed Davis for a lot of training camp last year. You missed Jenkins for a lot of training camp and ultimately to the start of the season. I don't think they're ready to say Ryan Bates is our starting center until you know for sure that those guards are set. Now, Dan, to what you're talking about with the big picture, in theory, Tevin Jenkins, when he's healthy, is one of the better guards in the league, and I think they would love to re-sign that guy, but you got to be realistic. Ryan Poles is doing that. I appreciate that he's not rushing to the negotiating table. Go prove it, kid. The best negotiating point and the best motivator for a guy like Tevin Jenkins is you're in that contract year. You can make yourself a lot of money, and he saw that with Quinn Meinerz in Denver. That's a good buddy of his. That guy got paid top guard money. Tevin Jenkins can get that kind of money if he goes out there for 17 games and proves it, or he could be a guy who's signing as a backup next offseason and settling for whatever he can. So it's all right before him. He can go get that deal if he wants it, if he can stay out there. And obviously, for the Bears' perspective, they want to go see it.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Emma, what have been your impressions of Shane Waldron since you've now gotten a chance to talk to him a few times?
Yeah, he's very detail-oriented. He's very focused, in particular with Caleb Williams, on little things. Obviously, the processing elements, getting in and out of the huddle, going through the cadence elements, and checking those initial boxes. And I'm really curious to see how he adapts to the scheme from where it was left before him. Obviously, it's the same kind of offense that was run by Luke Getsy, and it's a different play caller. You better see different stylings, because Luke Getsy's greatest fault was in the play calling element. But you've got great personnel now for this specific scheme, where you feel like your offense is set and you've got everything you need to be successful. Now it's about evolving the scheme for a young quarterback while also realizing that you've got some win now pieces, a guy like a DeAndre Swift and your receivers. And I think Shane Waldron feels really good about kind of the way that this thing is set up for him. I'm curious to see how he puts his own twist and spin on this scheme.
Do we know if Shane Waldron is going to be calling games on the field or from the booth?
That's a good question. I've not asked that. I know he's been on the field previously in Seattle. There's T-Man with the horn.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been on the field before. I would imagine he would continue to that point, but okay. That's a good question for next time.
I think he's talked about it before, but sometimes these guys figure it out and decide closer to the season. So I want to see how the operation works.
Yeah, and to that point, working alongside a guy like Matt Eberflus, does Eberflus want him in the booth or on the sideline? Is that going to change based on what Luke Getsy did previously? It's a good question, and I think that matters a lot when you have a rookie quarterback going as well.
When it comes to these practices, you know, you can see like the 7-on-7 stuff or the ones versus ones. When you're watching special teams, because they'll have a bunch of those special team sessions, what are you watching now?
Yeah, and more in particular, when you get to mid to late August, you can kind of carve out the bottom of the roster and those guys who are going to stay and who's going to be cut based on who's playing key roles in special teams. And we'll talk with our guy Richard Hightower on Friday, who always kind of breaks it down for us, and you'll get a sense of kind of what he's looking at as well. But it's a great determining factor of who's going to be on the roster as you get into the 53 and head into the regular season. And for these guys who are fighting for a spot, that's the ultimate motivator, is earn your role on special teams. Stick around here for the regular season and see what you can do long term. So especially once you get into these preseason games where these guys know you're putting meaningful film out there and this is your chance to make an impression, those guys are going 110% in special teams.
If you had to choose right now, if you had to make a pick, who would be your pick to be punt returner?
I think it's going to be Roma Dunze. They've kind of messed around with this before. We've heard DJ Moore's name mentioned in the past and that it just didn't really come to fruition. I think they're serious about Roma Dunze being that guy. We're going to find out eventually. You know, he's just part of that rotation for now, and I think they want to see his comfort as well. But they love that skill set. They believe that is a major asset for them. I think he's going to be that guy so far.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a way for him to get on the field. And Emma, I think that Rome, and I think you and I talked a little bit about this, he's in an interesting position because you've got two guys who are established at their wide receiver spot. So for Rome, how does he get on the field? What are the things that will allow him to make sure that they're running 11 personnel and that he's a factor offensively?
Yeah, it's all about consistency with your routes and knowing your assignments. And we've seen a lot of talented receivers with speed and with abilities come through, and they look lost when you put them out there with a first-team offense. Rome has mastered his route so far. We've heard the coach is really singing his praises. Matt Eberflus, at the end of the offseason program, asked who stood out. He didn't hesitate. He said Rome Odunze. They really see this guy at an advanced level and putting in the work to be successful and to know his role as a rookie. I think they have absolute faith in him to be that guy and to be a key part of this offense. We've seen it early on in camp where he is out there with the ones. He is getting targeted by Caleb Williams. There's no training wheel so far. There's no concerns about where he is. And we know Matt Eberflus trusts rookies to play key roles. So I think Rome Odunze is going to be a major factor in this offense.
Chris Emma, great stuff. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
That's Chris Emma from our staff. You can read his work on 670thescore.com. He made it through. He didn't have to run from the speakers.
No, strong stuff.
I thought it was really strong stuff from Emma.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.